السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا إلى أموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear: Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa unsa, that we have created you from one single male and one single female, other than Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. And we made a tribes and families so you may recognize each other. Just for the recognition. And then Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Most precious or most valuable or more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person who is more righteous, who has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. And Allah knows everything, what is there in your heart, in your mind, your actions, your niyat, your intention. Allah is aware of everything. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah, the verse of Surah Al-Hijrat is trying to say? That taqwa, piety, closeness, success inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not based on race, on the color of the skin, or the language you speak, or which tribe you are belongs to. It doesn't matter. What is most important, a person who adopts the taqwa, piety, righteousness, God-fearing, that person will be more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regardless of the skin, of the color, or what language is talking. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that on the yawmul qiyamah, inna Allah la yudhru ila suwarikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to look at your faces, how beautiful face, or how handsome or attractive or charming appearance you have. وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. Allah is not going to look at your wealth, how wealthy you were in this world. Allah is not going to pass you or forgive you or overlook you because of your appearance, outward your beauty, or not because you are wealthy. That is insignificant side of Allah. Allah is not going to look at you. وَلَكِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look at is your heart. How clean heart you brought to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What good actions and amal you have done during your lifetime. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala required. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made very clear in the Holy Quran, اليوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. That on the يوم القيامة, on the day of judgment, your wealth and your children will not be beneficial to you in any way. But that person will be regarded successful who will bring forth the qalb, the heart, which is without blemish, without fault, without, you know, any spot of darkness on it. Clean and pure heart. That is what required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now why I'm saying this? Because this month of February is regarded as the Black History Month. Now, this whole month they are going to celebrate and they are going to recognize the central role of the black people in the history of US. It is derived from the Negro History Week, the brainchild of the famous historian Carter G. Woodson. Since 1976, very recently, since 1976, US President officially designed or designated the month of February as the Black History Month. The Black History Month begins in 1915, and before that there was no regard with regard to these black people. They had no value, they had no izzah, they had no dignity, they were not counted, they were just slaves, they were properties of the rich people. They used to buy and sell, like goods we are buying and selling, purchasing. Likewise, the human being, the black people, they used to buy and sell. And the black people had no right whatsoever. Only they were born to work for these rich people in the farm, plantation, sugar plant, whatever. So until 1915, they had no recognition. Why this? They made it half a century after the 13th Amendment abolished the slavery in the US. They started Negro History Week in 1926, choosing the second week of February to coincide with the birthday of President Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. The President Gerald Ford officially recognized Black History Month in 1976. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the beginning, has recognized the black people. It comes in the riwayat. You know, this racism, it is not allowed in Islam. This is not good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like it. Because Allah is the creator of white and black. Allah has created everyone. All are children of Adam. So, to that extent, it is said Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the first man Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created by his own kudrat and power and hand, he was a brown complex. Adam, in Arabic terms, it means a brown complex. And it can be understood because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from the sand. And the color of the sand is what? It's not white. It is brownish. And that was the argument Shaitan Iblis had made in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah ta'ala commanded to bow down and make sujood to Adam alayhi salam. فَسَجِدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّ مَجْمَعُونَ إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ فَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, why you not make sujood to my servant Adam alayhi salam when I commanded you? He said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ. I am better than him. He used his logic. And what was his logic? What was his argument? خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. That you have created me out of fire and you created him out of sand. So it shows the creation, the ingredient of Adam alayhi salam was sand. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that in Allah khalaq Adam min jami'il ard. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create Adam alayhi salam, he asked and commanded Jibreel alayhi salam to go down onto the earth and and collect the different kind of sand. There were brown sand, there was white sand, there was a black sand. So Jibreel Salaam went all over the world, all over the earth, and he collected the different kind of sand. فَجَاءَ بَنُوا آدَمْ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ الْأَرْضِ. So that's why the colors of the skins of Adam al-Islam's children are different according to the color of the sand. جَاءَ مِنُمْ الْأَبْيَضْ. Some of them are very white. وَالْأَحْمَرْ brownish. وَالْأَسْوَدْ and black. وَبَيْنَ ذَلِكْ in mixture, brown and white and mixture of this combination of black and white. وَالسَّهَلْ وَالْحَزَنْ. Some of them are very polite, very soft-hearted by nature, and some of them are very tough, because some sands you found are very dry and very, and some sands are very soft. Because of that, the nature of the sands are different. Likewise, the nature of the human being also different. وَالْخَبِيثَ وَالْطَيِّبْ. Some of the sand is dirty sand, some of the sand is pure sand. Likewise, human being also, some of the human being are very good in character, in akhlaq, and some of them are very, bad in character, in akhlaq. So these are the reason why that there are different colors of the skins of the people. And this riwayat was in Abu Dawud Sharif. But racism is not allowed in Islam. As I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Adam al-Islam, and all the black and white is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the real progeny started from the time of Nuh al-Islam. As we know, Adam al-Islam has two sons, Habil and Qabil. Then Qabil killed Habil, and he ran away after that. And then Shis al-Islam became the prophet of Allah. And he was the son of Adam al-Islam, and from there Idris al-Islam, and then Hazrat Nuh al-Islam. Hazrat Nuh al-Islam had the longest period of Nubuwwat. He was the first Rasul of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to reveal the wahi revelation upon him, and used to invite people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 950 years he preached and invited towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very few people accepted Islam, as we know. Then he gave it up and made dua. He cursed upon that, these people are not going to accept me, please destroy them. Then because of the dua of Nuh alayhi salam, the azab came in the form of flood, as we know. And one of his sons, Kan'an, was kafir. He was disbeliever. So he did not climb onto the boat of Nuh alayhi salam or ark of Nuh alayhi salam. So he was drowned with the kuffar. And his wife, Nuh alayhi salam's wife, also drowned with the kuffar. Other three sons were believers, and their sons' names were Sham, Ham, and Yafis. Sham, Ham, and Yafis. In English they say Sam, Ham, and Japheth. So when the Ark of Noah al-Islam was settled in Mount Judi, and after the flood was subsided, the water was went down. So these whoever were on the ark of on the boat of Nuh alayhi salam, they survived with the animals and birds, and we know the whole incident. So these three sons restarted the progeny of Nuh alayhi salam. So the progeny of Shem, descendants of the Shem, were from the progeny of Egypt and in this African area, and Ibrahim alayhi salam and all these people. And descendant of the Ham, the second son of Nuh alayhi salam, he was a black complex. So all the African people or Asian people came from the progeny of Ham. And the third person was a Yafis or Japheth. He was a white in complex. So all the Greek people, the Roman people,